into the best situation, but we actually put ourselves in some poor situations.
Look at Romo's results now. Do you think it's going to take a little bit of time to implement everything you want with all this newness?
No, this is the finer thing. This is, you know, playing together. This is, you know, finding ways to finish. I mean, you find a way to finish, and you know, it's a completely different thing. And yeah, I mean, it's always about, you know, continuing to grow. And I'm not going to blame it on, well, we're, you know, this is the first year of this offense or this defense. No, the reality is we have enough talent to win, and we can play well enough to win. And I don't think that anything should hold us back. We just have got to find ways to do better jobs of putting our guys in the situations where they can be successful. And so I'll put that on myself, and you know, we'll continue to grow.
Out of the ID, you just go.
Is it automatic that you go for two when you get to that point? Point between late in third quarter.
We didn't want to chase points there at the end of the third quarter, where there's some situations where maybe you would have gone for two, but I, you know, with as much time was left, and I thought the way we were playing, I said, let's not chase points. We went for two on the one. It was 24-22. You know, maybe hindsight says don't. It just puts you in a situation where you don't end up down nine. But I think when you're going to be aggressive, when you're going to put yourself in those situations, momentum and energy, you know, I think going 24-24 changes the complexity and the energy of the game completely. I don't think missing the two-point conversion, it's not like they gained a lot of energy back. So that was kind of what wrestled in my head, you know, and I liked the way we were playing.
What was it about their front six, seven that made it so difficult to run the ball?
I don't know. I mean, I will have to go take a good hard look at it. I think that, you know, they did a good job at twisting. They play hard, and they, you know, and I do think that we got into some situations. I know first half wise we did not run the ball. I don't know, maybe 30 yards, and I think Tanner had 28 of them or something like that. But we can't put ourselves in those situations where, you know, we can't play to our strengths a little bit better. So I look at it as a whole forward. It's not just we didn't run the football offensively. We didn't defensively didn't play well enough to put us in some situations in the first half to allow our guys to be a little bit more methodical and pound the ball if we needed to.
Tanner's two turnovers were blindside hits, you know, where the left tackle got beat. Do you like the way he responded after giving up those turnovers?
I've said it time and time again. He responds really well, and he handles those situations, and those are tough ones. You know, those are difficult ones. They you know, in the long run, I think they end up turning into 14 points. But, you know, he continued to press. And I thought our offensive line guys, you know, obviously after giving those two big ones up, I thought we did a lot better job after that.
Those are some of the thoughts from Luke Fickell as he met the media a few minutes ago in Pullman, Washington tonight. The Badgers losing to Washington State by a score of 31-22. Stations along the network, we need to pause 10 seconds for an ID. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Badgers Football from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You lose the turnover battle 3-0. Fickell says it there. You're not going to win a whole lot of games, especially ones on the road. I liked, Tim, his emphasis on just because the offense turns it over doesn't mean that we're pointing a finger saying, hey, man, stop turning it over, right? That's baked in. We already know that part of it. The defense is going to have to be able to have some sticky fingers and take advantage of a couple opportunities. Cameron Ward didn't give you a whole lot of them tonight. He played well, and again, it sounds really cliche, and I know people hate it, and it doesn't sit well when they're storming the field and doing the jump around with their students on the field after a loss on the road like this and not able to get the retribution last year where you outgained them, you outproduced them on offense. And again, it was the costly turnovers a year ago that did you in against this program. You had multiple chances to put a stranglehold on the game, right? Yeah. And you were right there. You're as close to taking back full control of the game. And you had a couple of moments and gave them back. They made more plays, did Washington State tonight, than Wisconsin. However, and I'm excited to hear what Tanner Mordecai has to say when we tap in with him, hopefully next, they left some plays out on the field, and they're clear enough to everybody watching, Tim, that once they play their best game, man, this is going to be a nice unit. This is going to be a team that people and expectations, I think, are going to be able to live up to once they start being able to click.
It's interesting. You brought this up as we watched the game together tonight. First half, when they were down 24-9, you said when the second half started, now you're going to see Phil Longo's. You're going to see the air right now because you have to. And that's what they did. Yep, and Tanner Mordecai looked comfortable running that style because that's what he's done. But again, the takeaways in this game tonight for me, you lose three fumbles, three turnovers that are turned into 14 points. You're sacked four times tonight. And when you play like that, you know, those little things, you don't get a call maybe once or twice. Yeah. You overthrew a receiver not once but twice. In the red zone, you go 4-for-4, but yet you have two or three field goals tonight.
Yep.
So you exchange 7-for-3. You don't get a two-point conversion. And that's the frustrating part about it. As poorly as you played in the first half, man, when they scored and made it, when they went for two, that place was dead.
Yep, it was silent.
I mean, it was like a library. I mean, they were looking at each other like, what the hell just happened?
Yep. And that quick strike ability, you and I were talking about it at halftime, that as a Badger fan, it does have to excite you a little bit. How many different times down two scores coming out of the halftime locker room saying, okay, we're going to probably have five possessions. So we're going to have to maximize it because it's going to be a slow burn to get all the way down the field. It doesn't necessarily have to be that way. And somebody already on the texter coming on in with Tanner Mordecai forgoes his entry into the NFL to come back and build up his resume. Not working as I see it. He doesn't look like NFL material. A couple of those throws are NFL throws. The rollout to his left to reset and fire it on over to Skylar Bell in the corner of the end zone. That's an NFL throw. The one to Bryson Green. Hate to say this. We'll watch it probably tomorrow. There's a lot of NFL players that are missing that throw as well. But you don't win a whole lot of games when you don't make that big-time throw at that exact moment.
Two thoughts in my head tonight after this game and how it all ended up. What Fickell has said is this. He said, one, we have to close out games. You mentioned it before at the top. They were 1-4 in games last year. Mm-hmm. In the weight room, everything. That was a point of emphasis. Okay, they didn't get that done tonight. First half buried them. But the other thing that Luke Fickell has said, the goal is to be good at the end of the year.
Yeah, amen.
The goal is to be good at the end of the year. And based upon what I saw tonight on a tough place to play and a much better opponent than what they played last week, it's tough when you lose a game to say, did you get better from week one to week two? I'm telling you, I think they got better from week one to week two.
Yeah,
and that's all you can ask for,
and
right?
They got better between quarter three and quarter four, three and half four of the games that they're playing under Luke. And this is one of the reasons why I'm excited to be doing this. No exaggeration. Don't take any offenses. Been doing this for a quarter century. Been talking about Badger games like this for a long time. You've had a lot of these types of moments when the first loss of the season's like,
we're done.
The season's over.
We're done, yeah.
Far, far from it. If this was make or break, if you're not one of the final four at the end of the year, this season's a complete loss. Everything is still right out in front of you to do exactly what Luke Fickell said, be able to play for a championship because they're going to be pretty dang competitive in all of these games.
This is why you hang in, okay? Badger Nation at the end of the first half was going to run the DC out of town.
Oh, yeah, Mike Dressel's house was already up for sale.
They were lined up.
Yep.
They had moving vans on reserve.
He was going to be on Mayflowers,
right?
On out of there in the middle of the night.
Lo and behold, they look like a different defense in the second half, right?
Yep.
Now, you could say they had to do that out of necessity, or maybe one of their better players came back. I told you it reminded me of the Big Ten championship game where they're beating Ohio State.
Yep.
And we're like, all right, Chris Orr gets hurt.
And he was the best player on the field.
He was the best player on the field.
Yep.
And they were a different defense after that. I'm not saying that Jordan Turner is the best player in the field defensively, but he's pretty damn good.
And allowed them to do a lot more things, right? It allowed all three of them, John Mehta, Turner, as well as Chaney, to all trade off. And I think Hunter Woller was also a part of that. Be able to trade off as the spy to Ward. It looked like maybe it was Waller's turn on the run on that final drive where Ward brings it down inside the one, and it's ultimately the dagger with Watson diving in two plays later. But it feels close. It feels like they're close, and they are a work in progress, and all those things are a lot harder to say in a defeat. However, better days do seem to be ahead, and really, really competitive days. How are all these post-game shows going to go, Tim? They're not going to be boring. These are going to be fun games, that's for sure.
It is. That's why you hang in. It's the old saying, and it's true. It's the journey is the reward. That's what it is. Sometimes the reward is not what you like.
And this one tastes a little tart.
Yes, yes, yes. We need a break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll dive into the talk and text line. Plus, you mentioned Tanner Mordecai. I thought, you know what? Some exciting stuff tonight. Some good things, some bad things. Needed some better offensive line play. You being a former offensive lineman, you were pulling your hair out tonight, and you have a lot to pull out. But it was a wild night tonight. We'll talk about adjustments that seemed to be that were made that seemed to be better in the second half. That and more as we continue. Badgers fall tonight at Washington State by a score of 31-22. The local Wisconsin and UP Four Dealers postgame show continues in just a bit. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
As the leaves change color and the air turns crisp, it's time to get your set of wheels ready for the autumn adventures ahead. Stop in today to your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's fall essentials. New wiper blades, motor oil, fuses, air filters, and more. Or you can find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We do offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Now that's bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We've got you covered.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy overnight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 56. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 70. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 53. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 65.
Welcome back to the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Tim Scott, Billy Schmid. Washington State beats the Badgers tonight, 31-22. Looking at a lot on the talk and text line. There's so many that we can't read. That's usually what happens after a loss.
That is fair.
But you know the line that's consistent is, oh, they haven't lived up to the hype. They haven't lived up to the hype. Now, I get that. I understand it. You and I have talked about it. I think maybe at times we disagree about it. You have to understand the hype was built because they were trying to draw interest back into the program again. Not that the interest, well, yeah, maybe the interest had waned a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was empties, this, that type of stuff. And so all the videos and when they had the recruiting and you had the Fickell, what was the term they used?
The bat signal.
The bat signal, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you whipped the fans in a frenzy. And I get it. You had a sellout last week at Camp Randall Stadium, right? You have to remember, though, all that being said, this is a completely different staff who are doing things completely different than what all of these guys were recruited for. Now, you can say, well, it's football, Tim, duh. You played college football. When you have a staff turnover, it's not like, okay, here we go.
Right.
It takes time.
There's a learning curve. And I think maybe timing is everything when you think of another new staff that's coming in and taking the whole college football world by storm there in Boulder, Colorado, where it's, well, Prime can turn it over this quickly. A lot of those guys were playing for them at Jackson State, right? There was familiarity. There was continuity there. Yes. And when it is a completely new system, completely new staff, and you are having quite a few holdovers, right? They didn't completely gut the roster and brought in some guys that are going to play significant minutes for them. You're starting to see, man, Bryson Green is going to be a player. Like, that is absolutely.
Yeah.
Will Pauling is a player. Add that to DK.
You saw flashes of CJ Williams today. A
little bit of CJ Williams today. And the one frustrating part here tonight, Tim, and I can't really get overlooked, one of the other reasons why they were unable to finish, I think, offensively, is what they were unable to do on the ground last week.
Yeah.
Obviously, more inferior opponent with Buffalo, but they had 20 yards rushing in the first half.
Combined.
And only finished with 90. Yeah. So when you're running three yards a pop, 3.1, I think, to be exact, for the math majors on the talk and text line, you got to be able to do a little bit better than that, even if you're going to spread it on out. And Braylon, not one of the nights that Braylon's going to put on into the highlight tape.
Let us jump to the talk and text line at 414-799-1973. George has been waiting patiently.
George,
late with us tonight, George and Muskego. George, your thoughts on your Badger football team tonight.
Well, fortunately, the loss today, it doesn't hurt their chances for what I think their goal was, which was to win the Big Ten West. But there's a lot of problems, and I thought both coaches on the offensive and defensive side of the ball got outcoached big time. Tressel had no answer for their fast offense.
So did you?
And I would have thought,
George, did you like his second half adjustments?
Well, the second half was better. But they still, you know, Washington still got big yardage after that.
I understand that, but why did they get better? And we've talked about this. They were limited.
Well, I mean, if it's one player.
Well, you know what? They look, suddenly he returns.
Did seem different, yeah.
Didn't seem different, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I mean, again, we don't want to say that Jordan Turner is the answer, but when you look at a Billy and go, I mean, you and I were looking at each other going, well, maybe that was the difference.
They just look different.
They look different.
Being able to pressure. And George, thank you, man.
I appreciate the call.
Listen, I'm a big fan of George. I bet it sounds like George had some fun watching the game tonight.
He did. So,
like,
yeah.
As when you're watching the game, enjoy it as much as George seemed to. And they're going to give you some reasons for the game to be close. They were much more aggressive in the second half. I would be interested if Tressel is asked about it throughout the week, if maybe the plan gets a little bit more aggressive earlier on.
Well,
probably not next week against Georgia Southern, but
right.
we're hanging on out here in 13 days when you go to West Lafayette and Purdue for the Big Ten opener.
Here's what a fan is saying to you right now. Well, Billy, duh. They had to be more aggressive in the second half because they trailed 24-9. And that's the thing Luke talked about in his press conference, if you missed it a few minutes ago. He said, listen, we got to get some of these balls.
Yep.
We got to get some turnovers.
Yep, got to get our hands on it.
Yeah. And, you know, it would be nice to get a call once in a while, too.
Well, and I don't want to
How
be
is that not
guy.
A safety?
Don't understand it. I do not
how
understand.
Is, how is that not a safety? It's a tie game, and then maybe everything changes after that.
I also don't. The one that was honestly more egregious to me was the intentional grounding when he threw it to Idaho. Like, for one, to say that the receiver is in the area, he's not sitting in section 113. Right, I mean, like right. That ball landed 15 rows up, and I would have to get another view of it. Again, apparently camera shortage for the worldwide leader on ABC tonight for alternate angles. Didn't really look like Ward was out of the tackle box. That was two possessions ago.
What happened was this, that if they would settle the dispute between ESPN and Charter, see, then they'd have more revenue coming in.
Yeah, good
point.
Then
they could get a few more TV or more cameras. You know what?
That means that one of us needs to leave one of those voicemails, because that strongly worded voicemail that you leave is going to change ESPN's mind.
Folks. Let's go to Oak Creek. Brian is up next. Brian, welcome to the Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show.
Yeah, well, why aren't we talking about the bug in the house?
What's the bug in the house?
The punt where he... They picking up underneath, that's what changed the whole game. I mean, we had the momentum right there.
It's a big one, yeah. We Caden Johnson on the return, Timberlake's at the 33, mm-hmm. and now with the penalty, it backs him up to the 50. That's the thing, Billy, when you play in the road. Little things like that get magnified so much.
Well, especially when you're coming back, right?
Yeah. I mean,
especially when you're down. And they were down 18 at one point, right? You're down three scores. And to Brian's point, another astute point, Brian, appreciate it. When you're sitting there needing every break to possibly go your way, you cannot shoot yourself in the foot. And that is one, let alone, again, man, Tausch didn't like that call. There were a couple other ones that you don't like. Back to the other safety, but before we move on, because I know we're going to hear from Tanner Mordecai here in a second. Forward progress is stopped, halted, when a defender moves a ball carrier backwards. Mm-hmm. Not when the ball carrier, by his own volition, moves in a backward motion. So when Cameron Ward is on the 1 yard line and then says, oh, looks like I'm about to get sacked here, I'm going to try to run out and, oh, by the way, turn, get hit, lay a yard and a half deep into the end zone. That's not forward progress being stopped at the one. That's somebody eluding and being tackled in pursuit. I cannot understand that call, and maybe somebody will be able to explain it. The worst part of it is, Tim, it's a non-reviewable play. In the world of instant replay, forward progress, the only judgment call still standing that you cannot review at that moment.
So I'm assuming, and I didn't look this up, that these were Pac-12 officials?
That's a good question to ask.
We should check on that because I was having flashbacks.
You get their names and addresses,
and as you said, I've done this a few times.
Once or twice.
I'm having flashbacks to a game against either Arizona or Arizona State, where the Badgers were driving late
Arizona
for the go-ahead and score, and time is running out, and the Arizona State player lays on top of the football, and the official does not move him, and they simply run out of time. And I thought LePay and at that time Mike Lucas were going to lose their minds. And it was a bad call. The Pac-12 commissioner said as much afterwards. It was a bad call. I thought, again, did the officials win this game for Washington State? No. But, Billy, there was some obvious calls
that really hurt you.
Yep. That you go, right?
Yep. And ones that just really, really hurt. That one stings so much. You're about to tie the game. And from to the caller's point of view, to their point, of the field position that you're about to get from DK's return on the punt that comes right after, they're going to punt from their own 20 and give you the football back with the additional 2 points on that safety. Yeah. You're starting that same drive when Malusi fumbles just near midfield, pretty much right near midfield. It's a huge backbreaker.
It almost felt like, and you and I joked about this tonight, and again, I said joked about this tonight, with everything that's going on with Washington State right now and what came out about the lawsuit and all this stuff and all these teams, if everything, when the dust settles, if everything remains the same, Washington State and is it Stanford? Are the only teams left in the
Oregon
Pac-12.
State.
Oregon yep. State. They're only teams left in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
It almost felt like they went, ain't no way a Big Ten team's going to get out of here with a win.
These boys
tonight.
Aren't coming on in here embarrassing us.
Again, we're joking.
But Patrick Herb did a very nice job mentioning that a couple of times during the broadcast of how many times he heard it while being around Washington and being around Pullman this week was... This one means a little bit to the organization.
Okay, let's go there briefly before Tanner Mordecai.
Stand our ground.
All the stuff that was ramped up through ABC and the play-by-play guy that was on with Heller in the pregame show about this is going to be raucous. Sorry. This is going to be nasty. These fans, they're going to be on top. I said to you, boy, there looks like there's a lot of empties.
Yeah.
And mid-third, early fourth quarter, they do this wide pan shot. The upper deck... is three quarters full.
Uh-huh.
And remember, this is not an 80,000 seat
one
stadium.
Deck, boss. I appreciate you being nice and trying to say that they got two.
Okay, but you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
we both said, wait a minute. If this was like, you know, we have to make a statement, seriously, then show up.
And then do it a little bit better than that. Do it a little bit better. Those alternate angles were shut off and they put the cameras back because they were showing those corner end zone shots when there were a lot of bleachers open in the far side.
Final numbers on Tanner Mordecai tonight, 25 of 40, 278, had one touchdown, ended up with a quarterback rating of 129.1, but a couple of times he was hit in the blind side, fumbled. One of those was for a scoop and score. Mm. The Badgers again falling tonight, 31-22. You're exactly right. Mike Heller had a chance to talk to the Badger quarterback after the loss tonight.
Tanner, let's talk about the bigger picture stuff. You go on the road in a hostile environment, three turnovers, and don't get any from your defense. That's going to create a pretty big hill.
Yep, you're correct. When you lose a turnover battle, it's hard to win football games.
The two sacks that you took were both backside. It's a lame question. Sorry, you didn't feel the pressure coming, and they're pretty quick.
Are you asking me?
Asking on the two backside sacks.
If I felt the pressure, I would have stepped up or ran away, throw the ball away or something. So, no, I did not feel both of those.
The way they took away some of the ground game, which, a week ago, Shoot Chez and Braylon combined for 298, not so much today. What did you sense was different in the way they took away some of the run?
I don't know. I think it's hard to say whenever I haven't watched the film. We played a good team. They played well. We got to play better. We can't turn the ball over. We got to run the ball better.
One of the things Coach Fickell talked about since he got here was you're changing how you guys finish games. That didn't happen again tonight, but I asked him a little bit ago. It was a lot about tonight how you didn't start the game, digging a pretty big hole.
Like you were talking about earlier, those two fumbles, on their side of the field really hurt us. We didn't start fast. I was proud of the guys of how we came out second half. That shows a lot about who we are, but it's hard to win football games when you start yourself in that big of a hole.
My guess is the way you guys had rallied in the third quarter and you score the touchdown to get within two, whether you made the two-point conversion or not, it sensed that the momentum was all yours, and I thought you guys were pretty confident that you were going to go ahead and win at that point.
Yeah, I mean, we came out hot just like we talked about at halftime. We were clicking. We didn't sustain it, I guess.
What did you see on the fumble? I'm not saying anything to get you in trouble, but what did you see? What was your point of view?
I didn't agree, but, that's nothing we can change now, so it's nothing to harp on or dwell on. I mean, it's part of the game. It's tough to get calls like that on the road, which we know we should expect, but, that was a tough call.
Last one for you. This is one of those times where when you go back home now, leadership will emerge or it won't, right? I mean, you have one choice to emerge or not because there's 10 games out in front of you.
Yeah. I'm going to do everything in my power. I know for sure myself, that we're going to remember how this feels. I'll remember how this feels I'm going to push these dudes hard as I possibly can. And the role that I have, I know Coach Thick's going to do a great job of it. So I'm going to do everything I have in my power to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Tanner, thank you. Appreciate it. Back over to you.
All right. Thank you much, Mike. Mike and quarterback Tanner Mordecai after the game tonight. I mean, Billy, I know we need to take a break. So let's we're going to go to break here real fast. But I think one thing, too, that needs to be said to keep Badger fans in the right mind. I know it hurts with a loss. You think it hurts you? How about these guys? But remember this. These are, in a sense, for lack of a better way of saying it, almost like preseason games. Because the season really begins with the Big Ten campaign. Win the West, get to Indianapolis, and then see what happens. I mean, you can't stumble next week against Georgia Southern. You don't. You take all your frustration out against those dudes, right?
Get right game. Get right game.
Yeah, that's then you feel better. I mean, there was a stat that came up during the broadcast tonight that the rest of the Badgers' schedule, based upon the rankings today, there's only one team, right? One team in the top 25.
In the top 25, and that's Ohio State.
That's Ohio State. That's the only one on their schedule. Now, at this point of the season, so things can change.
Yep.
But I understand this hurts, and you don't like the way this team played tonight. And people want to fire this guy and that type of thing and bring back Paul Chryst and Jim Leonard and that type of stuff.
Already.
You know what? Just settle.
Yep, okay? Calm down.
Just calm down. Deep breaths, everybody. If you want to label us homers, that's fine. This is the Badger Football Postgame Show. We like our jobs. But
amen, yes.
But the point is that there were many times tonight where I'm like, that first half, I'm with these people, right? Yeah. Second half, I'm like, okay, I like Phil Longo. I see it now.
Yeah.
I can smell what he's cooking.
You give yourself a little bit of confidence, yes, and they buy themselves some cushion with the fight that you show in the second half. Absolutely. You're not able to take back the fact that you got strip-sacked in the end zone. You got strip-sacked the possession beforehand, handed essentially 14 points on over, and Washington State earned it, no doubt about it. However, all the goals are still out in front of you. How many wins did you predict when we did that video?
Nine.
I said 10, and the final one is the bowl game. So nine regular season games.
Yeah.
You can still win nine regular season games and still win the Big Ten West, and we can all still be hanging on out in Indy first weekend in December. None of that changes, but it's good. And to your point, even why these might be even better than preseason games, because you go full bore.
Yeah.
And it means a little bit more. It means more than, it just didn't work out here in the second preseason game, but nobody really cares about this one. You care because it matters, but you get all the issues that you have on out, and there was going to be some growing pains. Good adversity, and I like Tanner Mordecai's answer right there. There was a little Tim Tebow in there if you listen to that.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm going to push this team harder than anybody else has ever pushed their team before. I'm excited to see what Tanner does here.
All right, a few more thoughts from the talk and text line and more as we put a wrap on this one tonight. Unfortunately, not good news to report. The Badgers lose on the road at Washington State. It was a tough one. They fought valiantly, but in the end, they lose 31-22. More of our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show is coming up, and this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Are you ready for Badger football? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those epic on-the-field moments. Shields is right there cheering with you. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online, and let's get ready for Badger football. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
That means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safely, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safely, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wander. Metamorphosis, philosophy, you thought you missed.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
And welcome back to the postgame show tonight, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Time now to select the energizing performance of the game. Yes, we even find one at a loss. It's brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you.
Mordecai fakes the handoff, back to throw, dancing around under pressure from Ron Stone. Tanner looks, throws left side, end zone, caught, Skyler Bell, touchdown, Wisconsin! Oh, what work by Tanner Mordecai to avoid the sack and connect for a touchdown as Wisconsin pulls to within two.
That is our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Billy, 16-yard strike, and... You won't see the highlight because in a loss, they typically don't.
Rarely put those
but
up.
But that one is a highlight throw.
Yeah.
I mean, the dude breaks a sack, scrambles to his left. He's got, I think it was Stone Jr. breathing down his neck. And then on top of it, Skyler's catch, he gets both feet down.
Yeah, prepping for Sundays, boss.
Well, I understand
you
that.
You got to prepare for the job you want, not the one you have, right?
But... give the kid credit because he didn't give up on his quarterback.
Yep. He worked all the way across from the far side of the formation to give his quarterback a chance and comes back to the football really, really well. You mentioned it that he's alluding, Tanner Mordecai, that being, the pressure from Stone to Mike Heller's question in the last segment when we heard from Tanner Mordecai of, did you feel the pressure coming back? No, I probably would have done what I did on the touchdown pass and ran around, made him look silly, fired a 16-yard strike for a touchdown. At that moment, I did not believe those were going to be the final points that the Badgers scored right there to bring them within two at 24-22. And that's to the point of Reed Madison, who goes, I just think people are disappointed. You guys are acting like we should be happy. It's honestly a little bit bizarre. Love you guys, though. Not happy. Don't get that twisted.
We're not absolutely
disappointed and frustrated.
But I haven't lost my optimism.
Yeah.
Now, if we still have optimism in the season.
If
we would have done a halftime show,
would have been a much different
it
show.
It would have been a different feel. But there were signs of life, signs of improvement in the second half. And if you don't choose to see it, that's on you.
Yeah.
Because it was there.
It was there. And you saw the parts of the offense and why it is exciting, why it's intriguing, and why, Tim, you take a risk to try and do this because it can be a game changer for you to be able to come back in games like this. To be able to come back in games where you're down three scores, you had the firepower to do it. Just it came up short.
All right, so you put a second half together against in week one. You put a second half together of sorts in week two. But the common denominator, unfortunately, is that both games you've started slow. You've started sluggish. You've got to play better. So for me, to get right heading into the Big Ten season in a couple of weeks, next week against Georgia Southern, four quarters, pound the crap out of them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I made it kind of a joke, but let's be truthful about it. Go get what you paid for.
Yeah.
Right? You're paying for this game. You're paying to come on up here and give an opportunity to be a nameless, faceless opponent on the other side. And go and get right. Go and get fat and feel good about it coming out. But make sure that you prepare like this is a Big Ten game, because Georgia Southern is the school that cost Scott Frost his job a couple of years ago when they went on up to Nebraska and beat him.
I highly doubt, and I say this based upon experience, that with an 11 o'clock kickoff, you're going to see the same turnout as you did in week one right away.
I would agree. Yes. I think that's pretty close.
Just remember that too. So, but again, it's an early kickoff, 11 o'clock next Saturday at Camp Randall Stadium.
Oh, it'll be fun.
It will be fun. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Quick plug for those Badger fans up late, still want to vent, you can do that. A couple of spots in Madison on 1310 WIBA will continue as well. In Milwaukee, 97.3 The Game will continue into the wee hours of the morning. And of course, worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Just look up either station, you can find us there. Alongside Bill Schmidt, I'm Tim Scott, reminding you to join us next Saturday when the Badgers take on Georgia Southern. Again, the pregame show on the network with Mike starts at 9, and Matt and Tosh will have the call at 11 o'clock next Saturday from Camp Randall Stadium. Once again, we wish we had better news to report tonight, but the Badgers lose their first game of the season, falling at Washington State by a score of 31-22. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favit Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
With the great patriot, legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Life and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The death toll in the Morocco earthquake is well over 2,000. The number of injured about the same. The 6.8 magnitude quake was the strongest to hit Morocco in more than a century. Rescue workers are scrambling to find survivors. More from the BBC's Nick Beek.
The emergency services are finding it difficult to reach these areas as roads have been blocked by landslides. The armed forces have been mobilized to help. Morocco bears the scars of previous earthquakes. In 1960, more than 12,000 people were killed in Agadir, and the town had to be rebuilt. This quake is stronger than that one and is thought to be the country's worst in modern times.
The G20 summit in India wraps up in a few hours with the war in Ukraine top of mind. CBS's Willie James Inman is in New Delhi.
G20 leaders have agreed on a joint statement that will in part touch on the war in Ukraine. During a virtual briefing with reporters, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the communique would feature, quote, a set of consequential paragraphs on the war in Ukraine, something the U.S. delegation seemed satisfied with. President Biden takes on his last day in G20 events on Sunday. From there, he will travel to Hanoi, Vietnam, where he is expected to meet with the country's leaders and further deepen the relationship between the U.S. and Vietnam. Willie James Inman, CBS News, New Delhi.
Coco Gauff is the first American teen to win the women's championship at the U.S. Open since Serena Williams in 1999. It's the first Grand Slam title for the 19-year-old who answered doubters with the win and these words on ESPN.
A month ago, I won a 500 title and people said I would stop at that. 2 weeks ago, I won a 1,000 title and people were saying that was the biggest it was going to get. So 3 weeks later, I'm here with this trophy right now.
Hurricane Lee is still powerful, but it's likely to stay what forecasters sometimes call a fish storm, staying out to sea. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
It has weakened back down to a Category 3. That's because wind shear, or wind moving at different directions at different heights of the hurricane, pulled it apart. It has weakened it. Unfortunately, though, the storm is likely to strengthen again. It's probably going to get back to a Category 4. But the good news, it's going to really just struggle to make it towards such a longitude that it could even possibly hit the United States.
No doubt you know the phrase, don't get mad, get even. New London, Connecticut hasn't forgotten that Benedict Arnold led the Redcoats in burning down the city. More than 200 years ago tonight, residents led a march and torched an Arnold likeness in effigy, part of its Burning of Benedict Arnold Festival. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's back to school season at Famous Footwear. After all, Famous Footwear is famous for helping you find the perfect shoes for the whole family, no matter what style you're looking for. Grab the hottest looks, like retro joggers from New Balance, court sneakers from Nike, colorful Crocs, the comfiest Hey Dudes, and more. Bring in the whole family today and let our Famous Footwear team of sizing experts help every kid find the perfect fit. And for a limited time, get up to 30% off Nike online and at a local Famous Footwear. Valid on select styles.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wiss Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba! Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wiscountry.
Winona.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Chance for scattered showers overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows around 56. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 70. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 53. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
The world, that's Sabotage on Maxine Kevy, Civic Media. We are local music. Thanks to Nick for calling in tonight, telling us his story, the story of Sabotage. It's definitely an inspiring one for sure. Make sure you get the music, Sabotage, in your ears at all the streaming networks. Download the music as well and buy some merch from the band too. They like that. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening tonight. Really appreciate your ears. Coming up next week, I will be live at the Dark Star Art Bar. I hope you get to join me. I'll be broadcasting live there 6 to 9 p.m., getting geared up for the big show there that night, the Max Inc. Concert Showcase with Sky Urchin, the Vipers, and the debut of Peacemaker. It's going to be a great night. Once again, I'll be broadcasting live 6 to 9 p.m. Hope to see you there. Presented by Herbal Aspect, our friends over there, Cannabis Elevated. You can shop them online right now at herbalaspect.com. Rocker and Terry Barr will be in studio. They'll have a bunch of guests. I know Katner Hurricane's on the show next week. I think Pancreatic Steel is playing live at the Devil's Lair, so that's going to be pretty cool. These guys were playing Riff Raff Fest tonight. I'm sure they rocked the house out up in Wausau. Thank you to Brittany for doing the live remote thing, too. Here's some Cold Black River to take you out of heavy. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Lost in space. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, the Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
10 years ago, we opened with a single location. We had one glass blower, that's me, and a full display of artistically created glass pipes and products. Today, you've helped us grow to 3 successful locations. Ignite Glass and Gifts thanks you for your continued support. We'll be here as long as you need us. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and bait. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. One solid decade. Man, does that feel good.
There's nothing else like it. The Willie Street Fair, September 16th and 17th on the Near East Side of Madison. 5 live music stages, check. Dozens of food and hundreds of arts and crafts vendors. Yup, family activities and the one-of-a-kind iconic Willie Street Fair Parade at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Oh, yeah. And sound off at the Civic Media Truth Booth, too. It all benefits the Wilmar Neighborhood Center and Commonwealth Development. The Willie Street Fair, September 16th and 17th, celebrating 46 years of fun on Madison's Near East Side.